This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast that tries to unite English speakers by dividing them. Welcome to the Thunderdome, or maybe it's the Thunder Center. We'll argue about that later. Joining us for this and the following set of episodes are Anthony Johnston in England, James Thompson in Scotland, Erica Ensign in Canada, and Dan Morin in Massachusetts, and me, Glenn Fleischman, in Washington. And there is no R in Washington. Hello, everybody.
I really appreciate you introducing Massachusetts as distinct from the United States, is all I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
English is different.
Can I just say, we do not have a different word for dome.
I thought it had a... Does it not have a U in it? Thunderdome.
Thunderdome.
That'll be dome.
Brigadome. It's the Brigadome.
Thunderdome.
Before we start, I have follow-up from episodes 1 and 2.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Tell us.
Right. So
I have follow-up too.
I want to say to Anthony that hobnobs are biscuits, not cookies. Is this entirely right?
We're not going to start that whole conversation.
No. Oh, God, I'm getting ganged upon by the Scots.
We'll still be discussing that in the very last episode of this show.
Yeah.
Also, you can get very good sweet potato fries in the UK.
Where?
Round the corner from my house.
That's not very helpful.
We're
everybody in James' house.
I'm not going to give my address out on the podcast.
Somewhere in Glasgow.
No, I meant more because you're several hundred miles away from me.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
I also, the follow-up there, too, is that Kurt McElhern pointed out that we didn't discuss pommes frites, so at some future episode we may need to...
We didn't.
I went back and listened. I mentioned it in passing, and we never actually discussed pommes frites. We thought about
it. Pommes frites are just French fries.
There we go. All right, now we've done it.
They're like a quality version of what you get at McDonald's.
All right, now we've covered it. So, moving on.
Also in France. Now that's a whole separate episode.
In this episode, yes, there's no English speaking in France except for that came to England. This episode we're talking about
the words that they borrowed.
Words for the backside of our front side, which can be very complicated words. So we're talking about fanny, bum, butt, ass, and arse, among other potential terms. And I'll start off by saying that this is a traditional thing that an American goes to, say, Ireland or England, more particularly Ireland is where I've heard the story, and says something about their fanny and gets remarkable looks from people until it's explained to them what's going on. So let's start with definitions from the far side of the water. Can you tell someone's bum from a hole in the ground, for instance?
Well, first of all, you would get the same reaction anywhere in the UK. It's not just, or indeed in Great Britain, it's not just Ireland or Northern Ireland. Yeah, fanny over here means a lady's genitals. And bum is what we refer, what we say when we refer to one's buttocks. So you lazy bum over here has a very different meaning, as indeed does fanny pack.
Wait, this is a tangential question, but would you use is bum ever get used in terms of, say, a vagrant, shall we say?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right, that is an exclusively United States.
In fact, the only way that we use it that might be related to that meaning is we do occasionally say, can I bum a fag? As okay. in, can
oh
I...
my goodness!
What? And there's a whole.
I know. But as in, can I get a cigarette? You know,
what,
can I?
What about the expression that my dad would frequently use, a bum rap? Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it. Only from, I think, American media.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure if that's really in common use. I think most people over here would know what you mean. But I don't think it's really in common.
It's not synonymous with spanking, is my point.
Well, we just say bad rap.
A bad rap. A bad rap. But yeah, a bum rap, I think, has a slightly different connotation in terms of, like, it feels unfair. Yeah, undeserved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's a fair cop.
Yeah, there you go.
I recommend listening to friends of the show, Mike Hurley and CGP Grey, talking about fanny packs episode 69 of Cortex, because Mike bleeps the word fanny throughout the entire episode.
Oh, you're joking.
What?
No, he can't bring himself to say the word, and he bleeps Grey every time. And it is the funniest thing I have ever heard.
Wow.
In terms of the usage of fanny in the U.S., I would say I feel like, at least where I come from, very rarely used actually to refer to someone's rear end. I feel like I hear it in the context of fanny pack more than anything else. And that may be either, I don't know if that's just because it's more of an outdated thing or it's more of a regional thing.
It might be a little of both. It seemed like it was always more sort of the older people referring to kids, you know,
like,
I'm going to tan your fanny or something like that. but maybe it was just a Midwest thing.
No, I definitely heard it. I was familiar with it. I mean, it was tricky, too, because it was always it's a name, too. Less in common now than it used to be, certainly. But
It used to be over here as well. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Fannie Mae.
Right, sure, yeah.
We should clarify, too, Erica is transnational, right? Because you grew up in the Midwest of the United States, and you now live in Edmonton. So you are getting both, so you have a transition, too. So I'm wondering, do you have to use different words for the backside of one's front side in Canada than you did when you were in Wisconsin?
Actually, I've never heard anybody say fanny up here. So I don't know, again, if that's a regional thing or a generational thing. But people say bum here for butt. All the time. So I grew up saying butt. I never said bum until I got here. That seems to be a lot more common.
My children watch a lot of YouTube, and so they actually say bum as meaning one's butt because they are all tiny little Lord Fauntleroys sometimes, and they sound like they grew up somewhere in the middle of London because they're listening to all these London, sometimes outside London, YouTubers.
I will say the most common euphemism I heard, I think, growing up, and Glenn, maybe this will resonate most with you, was tuchus.
Oh, tuchus, yeah, right, right.
It's not a thing over here. I mean, again, we know what it means from American media, but it's not something that we say.
That was definitely a frequent one from my Jewish grandmother.
Yeah, there's bottom, behind, rear end, butt, and ass, which all have different gradations of, I think, some of it is regional in the United States, and some of it is levels of
company.
Politeness, right? Yeah. Backside.
Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah. Bottom was used a lot in the Midwest.
Yeah. We decent amount in New England as well. I think I've heard all of those.
Bottom is here as well. If you were going for a sort of polite, you know, sit on your bottom.
Although bum is regarded as relatively, I wouldn't say polite, but it is innocent. It's not regarded as
It's a more playful version. You know, if you'd said they've got a nice bum, it doesn't have quite as much as, you know, they've got a nice ass. It's like gradations of
wow.
But although speaking of politeness, we have what we do have over here are, speaking of sort of our usage of the word fanny, some sort of polite euphemisms for the female parts, which I've never heard anywhere else, such as lady garden.
Never
heard I think
that.
It's just a delightful.
I love that.
I thought, by the way, that their second album was a real disappointment.
And sometimes, honestly, for both men and women, we just call them our bits.
Maybe I'm only familiar with that from UK. Yeah. That was, I think, that was never used in the US. I would say, or at least not commonly.
Tackle. I've heard tackle. Is that a UK thing, or
that's men only?
Yes, but is that UK, or is that
as in block and tackle? Yeah, but
that's right.
Because my certainly, if you said like a tackle box would be my phone, which has nothing to do with it. That's just where you keep all your fishing.
Only if it's removable, I suppose. I don't know.
Incidentally, this is also why we Brits find the name Randy Baumgartner so utterly hilarious.
Well,
I mean, it's
not great here either.
I don't think I thought about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, you can't say it with a straight face in the UK. It's just...
certainly in Glasgow, fanny was your sort of typical playground insult when you were growing up. Like a very much milder version of calling somebody a C-word. And anyone older than 12 would just, you know, say the C-word directly. I know Americans have a great problem there, which is why I'm censoring myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That seems to be one of the great dividing lines between our two countries is... Americans freak out when you hear that, whereas especially in Scotland, it's more punctuation.
Well, or in Australia, you're walking down the street. I was being interviewed by a journalist working in America, originally from Australia, and she's been here for a few years. And we had a hilarious off the record, or not for the part of the interview, conversation about the C word, because she said, I really get in trouble with that because I use it like you use salt on potatoes, you know, whatever. It's just, it is not using it is considered rude in Australia.
We could do an entire show, I'm sure, on profanity or perhaps a series of them.
I think we should.
We'll come back to that and mark it explicit.
I think it's important to note that the C word over here is rude. Everybody knows that it's a terrible, rude word, but that doesn't stop most of it doesn't using stop us. It well, in
yeah,
daily life.
I, not without the virtue of, yeah, like sort of delving too much into that. It always astounded me when I lived there that I would see that censored, but I would see mother effer like uncensored on something on the same one. I was like, wow, this is a very different standard.
I think that there's like... The what was allowed on TV changed dramatically over my sort of adult years, I think. And, you know, you couldn't get anything when we just had the you know, the three channels. And then Channel 4 came along, and Channel 4 just seemed to unlock this door to swearing and sex.
That's door number four.
Which I stepped through willingly.
Erica, I know Canada has the reputation for being polite, but I think that is inaccurate in the sense that there's a frankness that goes along with it. And I wonder how this gets covered in Canadian media, what gets said on TV.
Well, you know, a lot of the television shows that we watch, like the fictional television shows, are, well, they're made here, but they're made for export. So, you know, half of the science fiction that I watch is made here, but it's a Sci-Fi Channel original or something. So we're seeing the same things that you are. I don't think Canadian television differs all that much from U.S. television in terms of what they say. I mean, you know, the big differences on the news are like everything's in metric. So like that's that's the difference. It's not so much the way that body parts are referred to.
Oh, so you can have a metric F-ton, though, right?
Yeah. I still use that here, though. But you specify metric versus imperial.
Imperial
F-ton, it's because it makes a difference.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. Ton's different.
I want to answer tons a question different. Then from the other side of the pond, which is there a functional difference between, I'm going to pronounce them Americanly, ass and arse, or is it merely an orthographical difference? Ooh.
No, they're exactly the same thing. It's just
yeah, we wouldn't
the
use,
way we say them. Yeah,
I don't think we would use.
Well,
us,
you say
really.
That. You say that, but a lot of people, because of the American influence, a lot of people do. I use it myself sometimes, deliberately, knowing that I'm, you know, using these quote unquote incorrect word. But there are some cases where it actually feels like more the correct thing to say, or feels it sort of sounds better coming out of the mouth.
I feel ass has a much better feel to it, so to speak.
Well, in certain circumstances, it depends. If you're swearing, arse, absolutely. That's, you know, that's much more appropriate.
Is that the AR version or the ASS version? It's hard to tell.
AR.
Okay.
We don't.
The
we
R
don't
gets collided.
We
a
don't
bit.
Drop our R's over here.
No. No, we say ass. If we're saying ass, we say ass.
Okay. Or it's just different A sounds. Okay.
But there are places where you might say arse, where if you say ass, it kind of, it's a bit like you were saying about bum, it kind of lessens the impact a little bit.
But you can also use it as a verb, right? Because I've heard arse, like you're arsing about or something, right?
Yeah,
like
oh that, sure, yeah. And that
which
would
you wouldn't do
arsing.
With ass.
You'd never say
yeah.
Assing about, no.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
When I hear Anthony say that, I don't hear an R in either version. I only hear a difference in the A.
Yes, I mainly I can get it. It's slight, but yes, I'm with you, Erica. It's harder for me to pick out the R. That, although, then again, that's not that different from where I live, where we drop our R's all the time.
I think bum sounds most effective in a very strong Scottish accent, like the earlier works of Glaswegian comedian Billy Connolly.
Oh, of course.
But I think arse sounds most effective in a strong Welsh accent. Like,
oh, see, I don't know. Billy Connolly said arse plenty, and
yeah,
it sounded
but,
pretty good to
but
me.
But like, I'm thinking Jeff in Coupling, you know, played by yeah. Richard Coyle.
Fair.
Rhys Evans in Notting Hill, you know, that kind of use of arse works really well with accompanying hand gestures.
Sidebar, his last name is pronounced Evans? Oh man, that makes so much more sense.
What did you think it was?
It's spelled Ewans, please. Like,
look, I'm just going to tell you, I learned that Samuel Pepys' last name is pronounced Peeps just the other day, and it's changed my world. I always thought it was Pepys.
Yeah, he invented the little marshmallow candies.
Yeah, I know. These are the things we learn.
Just going back to the pronunciation thing that Erica mentioned, that's only the case for English, I think. I'm pretty sure certainly Irish, Scottish, and maybe Welsh, you can hear the difference. You can hear the R in arse. Whereas when I say arse, you can't.
It sounds
hear
much
it.
More. Well, yeah, it sounds R much more Irish when you say it.
Well, it's the R in it that changes the pronunciation of the A.
Right.
Putting the R yeah. there is what makes it sound R. It's just that we don't say arse unless we're putting on a non-English accent.
In Scotland, we'll roll our R's quite a bit as well. This is sort of get that R for a bit longer in the word for maximum effect.
So we're talking about degrees of, maybe not obscene, I don't know, degrees of appropriateness. In America, it used to be, when I was growing up, a lot of words were much less appropriate in company and or in public. And I've had this conversation with my children. I literally said to one of my children the other day, my younger child, I said, I don't care if you swear. I want you to use it contextually. Like, I don't give a rat's arse what comes out of your mouth. But what I do is I want you to not upset other people by your use of obscenity in places, in public places, and where it's inappropriate. I don't want old people to get mad at you and whatever. So, but I'm like, I don't really care what you say among your idiot friends. You guys can talk all the way, or your smart friends. You can talk all the way you want to, swear all the time, but be aware. And that wasn't true when I was, a kid many years ago. Yeah. But so ass, yeah. I don't think I would ever have said ass in public, certainly not in school. It wouldn't have been the F word. Sometimes that did get dropped and that was like the nuclear thing. Mm-hmm. But now I think people are very comfortable saying not just he's an ass or he's acting like an ass, but you're an asshole.
But that's a different, I would say acting like an ass is far predates even the, in terms of the acceptableness, like because of the donkey association. I think that was always somewhat kosher, but I would say
versus look at his ass or he's got an ass or whatever.
If you were saying acting as an ass, that would be a different thing.
I ran into this early in my comics career because obviously most of my work is for the American market, and I wrote a children's graphic novel where the main character called somebody an asshole, and I was told in no uncertain terms by many people, including retailers, that this effectively aged up the book, and I'm like, what?
Walmart might not carry it, right?
That was definitely a swear. Yeah.
I'm just picturing your first book being called MF or C word just for not. I'm like, what? What's the problem? I don't understand this. Sold in Australia really well.
Yeah. Again, we could do an entire show on profanity, and maybe it's best left there because I can think of many interesting things we could use to discuss.
We will. But so arse, when you say arse, is that something not for, let's say, polite company, which is this whole interesting discussion also, but is that something do children say
vulgar.
It?
Yeah.
It is vulgar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
vulgar.
Yeah, children swear over here from a fairly early age anyway, so.
That's happening here now,
too. It's a bit like drinking. Everybody does it.
See over the bar.
Yeah. No, it's vulgar, but it's not. If you're in for sort of familiar company with friends, it's not the sort of thing that would make everybody go around the dinner table. You know,
it's not something for church. I would put it like that. But anywhere else, I think you're probably fine.
To be fair, there are many. That's quite an extreme degree. I mean,
Judas was a real asshole.
incidentally, I looked up the etymology of arse, and it's actually originally from Greek. From the Greek oros, meaning tail, rump, or base of the spine, apparently.
I didn't bother to look that up. That's magnificent. Mm.
I also saw fanny is apparently a Royal Naval term for a cooking pot in a ship's mess.
What?
Wow.
That couldn't lead to any complications or confusions.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it wouldn't, because it's only very recently that women were allowed.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the Navy. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I guess we got to the bottom of this, so...
Oh, you're fired, Glenn.
I'll show you my backside on my way out. Thanks to Chris Breen for our theme music. This is Pants in the Boot.